Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Your microphone is open. Who am I speaking with?
Daddy Dave.
What's going on, Daddy Dave? What's going on?
Nothing.
Yeah,
you
I'm up. We out here. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, call in the show.
Yeah,
I'm in
yeah,
the
we,
Daddy
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, we're going through a storm out here.
You hear me? You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Daddy Dave on that call in there. Daddy Dave on that call in there.
What's up?
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing, man. I'm just sitting back trying to get things straight, man. That my internet went down, so I'm rocking it through cell phones right now.
Oh, sounds like fun.
What about you? What's going on out there in Oklahoma?
Nothing really. Enjoying the 60-degree weather over the 10-degree and 5-degree weather.
I hear that, man. I never got to call you and let you know, but went to school a couple weeks ago, and a kid came into my room because I work with special needs kids, and a kid came in my room. He was like, you know, he was all hype and jumping up and down. I was like, what's going on? And he pulled off his coat, and he had this shirt on it, and he was like, look, and it had your signature on it, and it was your shirt, and I was like, man, it made his day, man. It really made his day.
That's awesome. Really, that's what I enjoy right there.
Yeah, so, yeah, I forgot to call you back and let you know, but my boy Colin Longest is having a ball right now with his Daddy Dave shirt. He was all tore up.
That's a good deal right there.
So what's going on with you and Tuff? I mean, is that race gonna be before the season or?
It's supposed to be in June, but I don't know what happened between me hanging up and whenever he hung up with you, but now he's saying that Oklahoma was never part of the deal for him to come here. So he's trying to bitch out, basically.
Okay, because, yeah, that's what I, you know, a lot of, you know, a lot of speculation, and then, you know, people like, well, you know, a lot of people were taking up for your side, and then you have people taking up for his side, but a friend of mine really, and he said it the right way, he said, man, he said, if y'all did not see the race, from what I saw, it looked like Tuff had his side prepped, and you had your side unprepped. I guess he wanted his side prepped for his blower cost or whatever happened, but supposedly you did not want prep. He needed prep, and he got it, and then, you know, that's what happened. But I'm hearing, you know, I was talking to Terry, and I'm guessing the next race is no prep either lane.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. You know, VHT burnout, roll with it. But, you know, he drug out a track sprayer and did the whole 660 foot on his side. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm knocking tires off. He made a clean pass, and it's all good. But I wouldn't beat my chest over that, and they do.
Well, yeah, I definitely understand, man, because when I saw the race, I was like, damn, that's the first time I've actually seen the truck knock the tire clean off it. And I'm like, well, and that other car, I mean, you know, I don't think it's a twin screw setup, but I mean, if you have a blown big block car on the street, they don't hook that well. So, I mean, to see him just hook and go, I was like, damn. And then a friend of mine called me like right after the video. He said, oh, don't think your eyes are deceiving you. He had his whole lane prepped. I was like, damn.
Yeah. I mean, he did. And he made a good pass. You know, I give him props for that. The street, I mean, it's hard to get down the street when it's naked. But, you know, he doctored his lane. He changed the street to match his car, and I do just the opposite. So it is what it is. And if he comes to race me again, it's going to be VHT burnout. Give me your $5,000 before we get it going, and, you know, let her take $10,000 on.
Wow. So how's is everything for season 3? Is it going like y'all planned, or?
We start filming February 22nd.
Damn. So I mean, from what I'm hearing, I mean, it's looking like y'all are gonna be around for a while. From what I'm hearing from, like, you know, all the people that's, you know, because I heard one night, what did y'all have, 2-point-some-million viewers?
2.2.
God damn. I mean, that almost sounds, I mean, I think that's more than Pink's.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, so, I'm guessing there's going to be some added, I see there's some cars making some adjustments now to get by that truck. I think everything in the world is going twin turbo now.
Yeah, Murder Nova went twins. Chuck went twins. I think Jerry stepped up his game a little bit with the Camaro. Of course, Doc, we all know he went that big 706.
Yeah. I saw his page. Some guys from Virginia, he's supposed to, well, I don't think he's bringing his car, but he is coming down. He's coming down next year. And, you know, they were talking, and every time, like, he posts an update, I think he got, like, a new housing in the back, and I think he married it up a little bit, or he did something to the rear end, so he's trying to get that thing to hook.
Yeah, good luck with that. It wasn't the car's problem. I mean, his car is twice of what my Sonoma is, and I don't have a problem.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't know. I think he's trying to. I think, you know, he put it all together and just threw it through. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's got a sick looking piece down in there, but I think everything just went together so quickly just to go up to get the number one spot that I don't think he was really thinking about all that when it was going on.
You better have your shit together if you're coming after my spot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see that because everybody wants it now. Everybody, because don't get me wrong, I got people calling me right now. I got a guy that said he was going to call in one night. He said, man, I'm going to call in one night, and I want a piece of Dave. I said, well, man, I'm going to, you know, he lives in Oklahoma. You're here in Virginia. I said, man, you know, if that's the point, you gotta make it, you know, you gotta get over there. Something's gotta happen. He's like, well, I heard Dave's coming out here in June or something. I was like, well, I think he's doing a little touring, but I don't know if he's bringing a truck or not, but, you know.
Yeah, that's my plan. When we get done filming, I'm going to pack it up and leave Oklahoma and head straight east until I hit water. Then I'm going to shoot up to New York and visit my family and come back to Oklahoma.
Oh, so you got some family? You got some family in New York?
I'm from New York.
Oh, okay. Well, you probably know some of the boys I promote with. You ever heard of PD Small Block?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
I'm from upstate New York. I ain't from the city. I'm from upstate.
Oh, okay. I think he's from out there. With every time he's talking, I think he's out. I think he's from the suburban part, but he's they do a lot of stuff at ACO.
Yep. Over on East Coast.
Okay, yeah, I didn't even know that. I thought you were always from Oklahoma, but that's interesting because the boys up in, every time I look on the page right now, I'm seeing a video, the boys still street racing in New York, so.
I'll be there in June.
Damn, I have to let the boys know because that, I don't think they knew that you was, so this tour, I mean, is it going, it's, how many, what states are you going through?
I'm going to hit Holly Springs on a Friday night.
Oh, shit.
And then get done there and be in South Carolina, I believe, track out South Carolina. And I'll be there on that following Saturday. And then I'm just going to make my way up to New York during, you know, that week. And I'm going to go to Mount Morris, Leicester, New York, up there. I'm going to go up there that following Friday. And then Skyview, I think, on a Saturday. So I'm going to try to hit 4 tracks in 2 weekends.
That's awesome. Damn. So, yeah, I know some, let me know. Well, I'm going to have to get some dates from you when it gets closer because I know people in all those areas you're hitting, and I know they'd love to pack the track if you're coming.
Yeah, I'll be there. I won't race anybody at the track, and it pisses everybody off. So
that's understood. I mean, you know, the thing is, I mean, y'all are making y'all living on racing in the street. So I mean, you know, you stick to each his own. You know,
get in where you fit in, and I don't fit in at the track.
I understand that. Let's see. I think I got a caller that's calling in to talk to you. 240-350-7150. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? 757-218-7777. Is this
Weeby
Cooper?
You know it is, the one and only.
Yeah, are we on the phone tonight with Mr. Comstock and Daddy Dave?
Yeah, I know exactly who that is. He told me on Facebook that I need to stick to class racing. Don't come out to speak or I'm going to get my ass whooped. And I call in and let you know, well, I'll take you in on that offer. You coming to Georgia next weekend, Engine?
That was the intention. That was our plan. And I actually had flights booked and hotels booked. And then, you know, they called and said, we'll be there February 22nd to start filming.
Oh, okay. If you would have came down there, I might have put down the pass. You know, they show the numbers down there. I might have gave you something to chase after, or at least I've been close to you. I got a lot of respect for your truck, and I respect what you do because that's what I used to do, and I still do it. You know what I mean? But I'm getting a little older. I'm a single parent, so I kind of don't get into the street stuff a whole lot, but I still do, but I respect what you do, you know what I mean? You bring a lot of excitement. You're bringing racing back to, you know what I mean, to television and, you know what I mean, as far as us guys doing it on the streets. I got a lot of respect for you doing it.
Well, I mean, that's the outcome of the whole thing that I've heard all over the nation is, you know, people are dragging their hot rods out, getting back into it, and it's nothing but good for the sport, so we enjoy it.
Yeah, that's great. But I want you to send a message. I'm gonna respect you and let you off the hook. But that damn freaking weekend, that freaking weekend, you bring him to a track close to me, and I guarantee that I got him on any street or track, however he want to do it.
Why you want to pick on the slow car? Why you want to pick on the slow car?
I'm not afraid of you. I try you, but, you know, I'm 3,600 pounds on the street. You about 26 or 24.
I'm not going to tell you, but.
I got a good idea of how I like you, because when I see your car on video, your truck, and it's bouncing going down the street at 120, 30 miles an hour, so you're not that heavy.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's not heavy at all, but it's still a truck. It's still a task to get that thing down the road.
Yeah, true. I mean, one thing about racing on the street, you got to be able to drive. Sometimes the fastest car don't win, and we both know that.
Yes, sir. There's a magic number of horsepower that that street holds, and I think I found it.
I tell you what, you got one of the best street race-driven vehicles I've seen in a long time. I give respect on that. You know what I mean? I got to give credit where it's due. But I will try you if you meet me somewhere.
you got to try me at the track?
You want to go to the track?
I'll bet you win. How about that?
Nah, I'll try you on the street. I won't go to the track.
Okay, well, that's better.
I'll come on your turn.
You what? You broke up.
I think he said he'll come on your turf.
What? I mean, if you want to go to the track, I'll just give you the win. I'll just tell you you won.
What do you say, Jimmy?
We got another microphone open, 804-514-5407. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's going on, James? It's Justin.
What's going on, Justin? What's going on, man? I just posted on your page, so I know darn well you'll call in. You're online right now with Daddy Dave.
Oh, how you doing, Dave? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. What do you got going on for this season, man?
I actually sitting in the parking lot. My daughter's got basketball practice, so I thought I'd kill some time and call in and listen to all the drudgery.
Okay. Ready to take some money?
Do what?
Say, you ready to take some money, win some money?
I'm always down for that.
I hear that. So, would you be interested in any charity event?
In a what?
Would you be interested in attending any charity events?
I can't understand. What is that?
I think he said, do you ever do any help with charity events?
We've done a few local ones, Children's Hospital and a few other ones.
Okay. I'm actually hosting an event down here in Virginia on March 14th, and, you know, I'd like to extend the invitation out to you guys if you can come down.
We start filming next week, and we're tied up for 16 weeks. So for us to break off and travel that far is probably not going to happen.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks for the invite. I mean, yeah, if I was open and didn't have to film or anything, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Definitely.
Hey, Dave. Maybe if you could, because I know I'm about to put in an order at the end of this month. If maybe you could send maybe like an extra shirt or something that could be raffled off, and you know that, I mean, we could donate that money to the cause.
Absolutely. Just send me a message with the address and all.
Hey, Justin, does that work for you?
Yes, I'm more than thankful for that too.
Yeah, because one thing I know about him, man, good people, man, we, you know, a lot of the kids at the school already been buying the shirts and they're coming in 2 or 3 days after and the kids are going crazy. So, I mean, you know, what I'll do is I got to put in my order at the end of this month. And then, I mean, the extra shirt that comes, I'll just bring it to you and y'all can auction it off or y'all can, you know, raffle it off at the show, at the event.
I greatly appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Appreciate it, man. This bag on snow down here is killing me. I don't know how it is up there where you're at, but...
Yeah, that's when you know somebody's not just all up in the limelight and don't care about everybody else, you know?
Yeah, that's being real, man. Bug, I definitely appreciate the invite. Dave, it was nice meeting you and chatting with you, and I appreciate your help and support. And I'll see you in the upcoming meeting.
Well, thanks for the invite. Sorry I won't be able to make that one.
No problem. No problem. All right, James, you take it easy, fella.
All right, man, all right. Hey, is that Running Bear? You on tonight too, Running Bear?
Yeah, I'm sitting back there.
Yeah, we kicking it outlaw style tonight, talking a little trash with Daddy Dave.
Yeah, see, I heard him on there. Hey, look, I heard Weeby Cooper. Tell Weeby out there, keep, you better stay in his place.
you better keep that small block in the bushes. I might try you this year.
Hey, you might. You ain't got no other choice. You still owe me.
I might get you early in the season. I might put my car in your race you got coming.
That'd be good.
And run you first. Get it over with.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
You better watch that Blue Magic car.
Huh?
You better watch that Blue Magic. I know you're fast, but I done made some changes. Yeah, watch it.
I watch. Hey, look, I watch it every day on Facebook.
Hey, man, that's entertainment.
Yeah. And look, you got another car too?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I saw that too.
How you know that?
It's on Facebook.
No, who you know that I know that told you about my other car? Yeah, I got one.
I told y'all boy a long time ago. Y'all get on Facebook and start running your mouth. Y'all don't know what you're saying.
I ain't never said nothing about my other car, though.
But somebody else did.
Man, that is unbelievable. You loose lips think shit. Yeah, I got another car.
Yeah, hey, I think Daddy Dane got another car too. Dane, you don't have a Mustang, do you?
Yep, I got one.
If you
yeah,
do, Dane, you got the back tire with it.
Yeah. I think old Dane got a small tire Mustang, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I've seen it. Nice, good-looking car.
Yeah. It's slow, though.
It's only a 490 car. It's a what?
It's only a
490
car.
Oh, that's too fast for me. Let me shut up. Let me shut up. You go that fast with it. Let me shut up.
Yeah, it's run 490s. I'm at 270 on the radio on it. 275 radio on it.
3410 would be fitting in it. Yeah. Oh, that's
a Fox
body? That's a 95, 96. Oh, okay. Let me guess. Turbo,
supercharged?
Oh, hell no. Nitrous car, baby.
Oh, damn. That thing getting down for a nitrous car. Jeez.
Is that conventional here?
Yeah, it's, conventional headed, 565, and it's got a single NX motor.
Man, you know what's so crazy? We got the same cubic inches and the same weight. But I think I'm a little bit faster than you.
Well, where are you racing at?
Well, I've been on the, you know, just East Coast like Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina. As far as I've been is Georgia, though.
Yeah, you come out here in this area, you might as well flip about 3 tenths off that thing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, the air out here is horrible. Y'all are racing in freaking mineshaft weather out there.
Yeah, I always heard that the air in Oklahoma wasn't great.
No, I mean, on an average, we're at, you know, anywhere from 3,600 to, you know, 4,500 foot.
Hmm.
Y'all are, what, under 1,000 usually out of that East Coast?
Yeah, that's easily.
Yeah, my 490 car is probably around, you know, high 470s, mid 470s out there.
Damn. I mean, so I'm glad you told me that. That means I won't race you nowhere in Oklahoma. You should have kept that to yourself. Now we see why you got the fastest cars, street race cars out there. Everybody come from everywhere else, try to race with their tune, they 3-4 tenths off.
We went out to California, and the air out there is even worse than ours. The friggin' truck was, I mean, it ran and it ran good, but I could definitely tell it was way off its pace.
Man. What do you run on, C16?
C23.
Oh, okay. That's oxygenated fuel, right?
No.
Man, that's crazy how you can be that far away and the tune-up can pick up that much.
Yeah, it is crazy. Out in Vegas, my tune-ups are really, generally, they're real clean, real crisp, and I took the truck out to Vegas and made a couple passes out there, and it looked like a friggin' diesel truck rolling down through there, just rolling flexible.
Damn.
So
hey, y'all try to fit in some racing on the East Coast then, see how fast y'all really can go.
It's coming. I'll be out that way in June, so we'll find out.
Hey, Dave. I know what I wanted to ask you. As far as the new season come, I mean, are there any new cars coming, or I mean, how's that go? Is the list gonna stay the same, or is it probably gonna switch up?
I don't have none of that. We don't know until they get here. I'm sure there's going to be some changes at the bottom for sure. Of course, the top, I mean, they're going to have to make their way up through there to make any changes at the top. I know the number one's going to stay the same.
Yeah, I bet you do know what number one's is.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know any of that information until they get here. They just tell us when they're coming and being ready.
Yeah, I see your boy, the split bumper. Camaro's got some upgrades going on too.
Yeah, he stepped up his game just a little bit.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, that number one spot, boy, this is getting a little crazy.
Don't you think for 1 minute that I haven't touched anything on the truck.
I was about to say, I know everybody making upgrades. That's the fun thing about it.
Yeah, I haven't done anything drastic. We changed camshaft in it and changed the carburetor up on it a little bit. But, you know, I've never turned the third system on, and I'm going to have Monty Smith come out, and we're going to lean on it a little bit, turn the third one on there, and see if I won't pick up a tenth or so, just turning the third one on.
Hmm. God, so you're telling me that truck hasn't even been on all three yet?
Up there. I'll put my hand on the Bible.
Hmm.
God Almighty.
All right, 803-448-8168. Your mic is open. Your mic is about to be closed. Back to that. I just got a text, Dave. We definitely gonna have to keep in touch because a friend of mine, who basically up in South Carolina is real big, you know, with tracks and stuff. But his name is Big Sexy. He's got a back half, and he said, man, whenever you come down, please let him know because he's gonna try to pack that track in South Carolina that day.
Yeah, I forget what track it is, but someone contacted me about it. I'm hoping, I get a lot of that stuff every day, so I'm hoping as it gets closer to June that person will get in contact with me so I can remember what track it was.
Okay, because I think he's got ties with most of all of them down there in South Carolina, and I know there's one track mainly down in South Carolina, I think that's the you know, that everybody talks about, and it's probably the one you're talking about. It wouldn't be House of Hook, was it?
I don't believe so. I know that track, and that's, you know, I know that name. That's familiar, and I don't think it was that one.
Okay, because there's House of Hook. I think there's Bowman, and then there's Orangeburg, and there's a couple. Pageland.
There's
Okay, because, yeah, was like, man, he was like, tell him to let me know when he's going to be there because I'll try my best to pack the track.
Yeah, I can dig through my messages and find out. I'm just, I get so many a day, they get buried, so.
Okay. I think we got another microphone. 202-629-7706. Your microphone is open. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's up, JB? This is Wicked Bird.
What's going on, Wicked Bird? Cornbread. Hey, Cornbread. We on the mic tonight with one of the Outlaws. Well, actually, not just one, but number one.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, man. He might be talking about Darlington Raceway.
Darlington. Yep.
Yeah, Darlington. That's one of the ones you missed out. Yeah, you need to bring that truck on down here, man.
I think he's coming through Maryland or Virginia.
Man. Yeah, I mean, we'll be glad to have you because, you know, the boys, they see y'all on the TV. They tend to think it's fake, you know. You know, but that's what the haters always do. You know, when they see something that they can't be a part of, it's like they kind of bash it, you know. But, you know, but me, I just like the race. I don't care, you know. I mean, it's on there. It got four wheels on it. You know, it's racing, you know. Just that y'all way out there, if y'all was a little closer, y'all see a lot of us, you know. But...
Yeah,
make it all down. If you can, we got a race. Metro Area Grudge is having a race on June the 14th at Capital Raceway in Maryland. And that's one of the biggest grudge tracks on the East Coast. And that day is going to be real big, you know, so if you can make it down, you know.
Up at MIR?
No, not MIR. It's Capital Raceway. It's before you get to MIR.
MIR?
Yeah. It's not MIR. It's our Capital Raceway.
Oh.
It's not MIR is not far from it. But, no, the race I'm talking about, we're having is at Capital Raceway. Mm.
Okay. The guy that runs the Virginia Street Outlaws, he's the one that actually wanted me to come to MIR. And, I think he does two races, one in MIR and one in South Carolina.
Yeah, you're talking about Camo. You're talking about Camo Man.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. He comes down here to Oklahoma to one of our watch parties. Where's the cowboy hat?
Yeah, the Vince. That's Vince Camo Man Putman. He's doing the one at MIR.
I was actually supposed to fly out to that one, but, you know, they called and said, hey, we're filming. I think it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it is. You're right. That is. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's the Saturday on Memorial Day weekend.
What, MIR?
That's that in my heart. It's Maryland Street Outlaws.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is. They is having a race there. Oh, so you were coming to that one?
I was going to, and then we filmed for 16 weeks, and we won't be done with that until first week of June. So.
Okay. First week of June, then you can make that June the 14th. And JB, get his information, JB, and we can work something out for him to come up on up in Capitol for the election day race. And that's where your grudge is happening. Yeah, we can work something out, and then return. We can plan on, we can make it down Oklahoma. Do y'all actually race on the track, or is it always just the street?
For the show, I mean, it's just street. I don't race like fucking competition at the track.
Oh, okay. So y'all race on the track, nigga, because I don't do no street.
Hey,
yeah, I mean, we wouldn't mind coming. Did Tony Bonds ever make it up here? Do you know? JB.
You said that, did Tony ever go out there?
Yeah, I think Tony Bonds said he was going up there. Plus, he went up there last year to Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think they got, is that what Thunder Valley is?
Thunder Valley's
is
up in Oklahoma?
Yeah, Thunder Valley's in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know. I ain't been up here. Okay.
There's a bunch of Thunder Valleys. There's one in Carolina.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them around.
Yo, JB, am I on?
Yeah, you're on. What's going on?
The Pink Warrior.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's up, Joe?
What's going on, brother?
Man, we just hanging out with Daddy Dave tonight, talking a little shit and, having a little fun.
You gotta get your ass up to Philadelphia.
Hey, well, he's from New York. So, I mean, he's from right around the corner.
That's true.
Wow, you trying to do a peak on your call out right about now?
I think that's what I'm trying to say. Them guys don't want to race no pink car.
What do you think?
Them guys don't want to race no pink car.
Well, he just said he got a street legal Mustang.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything he said.
He got a little Mustang.
What's going on, Dave?
Yeah, I think the man said he got a small town Mustang he got.
Oh, alright. That'd be cool.
Don't get scared, Joe.
No. No one's scared here, sir.
Don't get scared. He's just a TV star, that's all.
Come on, who's that?
Huh?
Think that is?
There's a lot of air, static. I can't hear.
There's
a lot of air.
Well, let me mute some of these lines then of the people who are not talking. Oh, right, what about now?
Yeah, that's
there
great.
We go.
Man, I thought it was my chief phone, my work phone.
I ain't going to call nobody out on that. But
that was definitely a Maryland line.
Well, I'm on the D.C. line, so it wasn't me.
who was saying I was scared?
No, I said don't be scared. This Wicked Bird.
Yeah, Wicked Bird. What's up, buddy?
No, Wicked, not Wiki.
Wiki. Doesn't matter what you are.
Yeah, you know it don't matter. And y'all call me all kind of names, as long as y'all get some of it right. That's all.
After I seen Cubby lay out, I don't know. I ain't got no respect no more.
After what now?
After Cubby putting it on him. At Capitol.
Man, I'm looking at that right now on the DVD as you speak. You know I was running. That was me and my partner's race. And I ain't had time. I did that because, Cubby promised to post it and ran me head up, but he still wouldn't do it. And I gave him what? I gave him the back tie and the kick through the quarter. I was so tired. Man, and you see, I stepped on a tree. I went to sleep. I must have gave him five cars out the gate. You know, but I mean, the fans, they knew it was we supposed to do.
You were picking him up though.
Yeah, and he know it. That's why he won't run me head up. You know, so he cried about because I got a big tire car. I like my motor smaller. I'm on one stage. He got a bigger motor,
yeah,
multiple stages.
But it weighs 2,200 pounds.
What weighs 2,200 pounds? Cubby car.
No, your car, that patina shit you drive.
Man, y'all got to be. Y'all ought to go ahead with that, man. But you know what? We had to worry about that this year because I got cornbread. A Mustang, just like Cubby. Okay? So that's going to be out June 14th. So we ain't going to have to worry about Wicked Bird no more. That'll just be parked in the trailer. Or it probably won't even come to the track as much after we finish up in June. But cornbread.
Am I on?
Wicked Bird? Well, your car, the Thunderbird?
Yeah, the Thunderbird.
Oh, we wanted to try you out with our Batcave Camaro, a black one, the Godfather.
Yeah, but you didn't know what kind of man say, man.
I'm telling you now. Now you're telling me you're in retirement. And you're about to put your gold watch on.
No, I didn't say it was retired. See, the thing was, around here wasn't a lot of guys for me to run with that type.
That's
of
That's because you're killing everybody over there.
Man, I ain't killing nobody. I just happen to have a chassis car with a small motor, and everybody else got stock suspension cars with way bigger motors. I mean,
we got a back end car with a baby conventional head motor, and we'll try out heads up with same tire.
What are you talking about, the Godfather car?
Yeah.
I know that car. I mean, y'all could have got some if y'all would have went around in the
Well, we can set it up now. Don't worry about the past. Let's worry about our future here.
Well, hey, June 14th, we can make that happen. Up at Capitol, another one that
no disrespect, we ain't going to Capitol ever again, any of us.
Why? Because I can't
after that Mason incident, we're dumb. We ain't ever going back.
Man, you know that ain't
You couldn't pay
to
me
do,
to go there.
Because that ain't had nothing to do with the track. That had something to do with you and dude.
No, not me. I mean, we're just I argue with people from Maine to Miami. Let me tell you, we ain't never been mates before. Holy shit! I don't know what kind of shit in the water down there in Maryland.
That was his wife or girlfriend.
Yeah,
that ain't had nothing to do with the trap. That could have happened in the street.
Damn! The pizza gangster calling me in my ear. It keeps on beeping my other line. I don't feel like answering it. Now, he's probably on the line. He probably hears me.
Who's pizza gangster? Yeah, we had to give him some punk out money.
Who? Pizza gangster?
Yeah, he outstipped us.
Oh shit!
He's smart. I mean,
you know, them Jewish boys are smart. They ain't stupid.
Nah, but see, it wasn't on us. It wasn't us. It was a guy that we paid the DP for, you know.
Wow.
But like we told Pizza Gangster, where it was, he had carbon fiber on the car, and he said there's no carbon fiber on his car. Now listen to what I'm saying. He said there's no carbon fiber on his car. So when he gets to the track, the guy that we paid the DP for, seeing the car, didn't like the way it looked, but we could have got out of it because he said there was no carbon fiber on the car. The tubs were carbon fiber. So I could have stripped them and got out of it, but Pizza Gates was making it seem like the body wasn't carbon fiber. That, and Grudge Rangers, a strip is a strip. If you say no carbon fiber, that means no carbon fiber. I don't care if it was the steering wheel. You know, but it's cool. We paid for DP. Me, I would have ran him.
Let
anyway.
Me get on.
Here we
I
go.
I
want to
get on.
Wicked Bird.
Yeah.
Listen, this is the pizza gangster.
I knew
it. Now, I didn't do no trickery or nothing like that.
I
was accused. Hold on. Hear me out. Your boys accused me through third-hand parties, your boy Lou or whoever it was, that the car was carbon fiber.
No.
My exact words were, my exact words were, because I was accused, and you were right there, and what do you call it, JB was right there. I was accused of having carbon fiber body, and there was nothing. Did I say, if I have any carbon fiber body part on that car, I would pay $1,000 deposit, I would pay the punk out money. Nobody said anything about interior. Nobody said anything. The only thing you carbon fiber in that car was the wheel tubs. That is it. My panels are. Go ahead.
Pizza Gangster, wait a minute. Calm down.
This Wicked Bird, Carlos.
He doesn't have that word common in his vocabulary. He ain't ever.
Yeah, because I can hear when people talk to
you. Piece of gangster. Little Caesar. We paid you. All I said was we got outstepped. You know, but the guy did chose not to race you. Me.
Right. No, I understand that. I understand that, Bird, but he didn't get outstepped.
Yeah, we did. No, come on. That's great. I grudge race. That was outstepped. I could have got out of
that. How was that outstepped, Bo? How was that outstepped? My man, I was accused of having carbon fiber body parts.
No.
Okay, how was that outstepped? Did we say anything about interior? Because then I would have had to come clean.
Wait a minute.
Okay? My tubs are carbon fiber.
Mr. Gangster, I'm about to tell you. Listen, let me tell you, when me and you talked, and Carlos was on the phone when we lined the race up, and the word was that the car was carbon fiber, okay?
Correct.
And grudge racing, you know you got to be down. I got to be able to say that your car is red, and you say, no, it's not red, to a T like that. Anything other than that, you can have some red in it. You know, I mean, we can outstep. We got outstep. It was no problem, but at the end of the day, we paid you to punk out.
No, I don't even listen. Now we stand up, right?
Yeah, the guy should have ran you anyway because we knew what kind of car you was going to come with. We knew it wasn't going to be. The main thing was that you told us exactly how the car sat, but I should have never locked it in with you because when you told us you didn't have a picture of the car, you know, I wanted you to come to the race because I figured if I got you at the race, we're going to get you to race somebody. You know, if I'd have been like, well, man, you ain't got no picture of the car, never mind. That'd be bad business on my part. Because I know if I get anybody to the track, I'm going to get them a race. You know, and my thing was I wanted you to come, you know.
Right.
And I knew
there's no question about it.
Yeah,
right.
I knew at the end of the day, we was going to get you a race. You know.
I'm hearing things through some of the horsemen said that I played a slimy move on Lou and stuff like that. You know, I'm listening. If I don't show up with what I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I don't need to out, you know, like I said, I don't pull no slimy stuff. If I don't show up with what I tell you, then I shouldn't be in the game because that's slimy, like I said.
Right.
And they got all pissed off because, see, the word was, and I already knew this through a third party, that they were already scared to race me once they heard even before I locked him into the race, the pizza gangster. He already heard about my reputation up this end, and I know who he heard it from. So when I went out there, again, I stiffed the car exactly how it sit. What's the difference between what the sticker says on the car, okay, because my name's on the car. And that's how, because I heard, like I said, I'm still hearing some of the horsemen camp saying, you know what I mean, that I pulled a tricky move and all this stuff. I don't roll like that. I'll tell you, look, I'm coming. I got nothing to hide. You know what I mean?
See,
now, granted.
But when it's on the grudge, you're supposed to be tricky. This ain't class racing. You're supposed to be. So when you hear guys are talking about, oh, well, he tried to, them ain't real grudge races. Those are what we call, you know, scared race. Well, that's what I call
exactly
scared race.
Right.
You know?
I agree. You gotta have you gotta have every I dotted and every T crossed, and you gotta be smart. Okay. I know what to cover and I know what I have to do. You know what I mean? And like you say, if you leave the front door open, that's your fault.
There you go, and that's why we gave you. At the end of the day, we still wanted him to try you. We was gonna put the rest of the money up. He didn't want to do it. That's why we paid you the punk out money. I'd have rather lost to you, paying what we was gonna actually run for the whole pot, as opposed to give you that $500. Because I knew that he stood a chance, but we don't stand a chance if we don't race.
Exactly.
I like
agree.
Giving away free money. You know.
Let's worry about the future. Sticky Bird, you going to Fayetteville?
When, on the 23rd?
Yeah.
Nah, because I got a race on the 1st of March with one of the horsemen. I'm not positive if definitely that I'm not going. I might go. I don't want to say I am, but I don't know if I was taking the car or not because I'm still putting cornbread together.
If you go, you better bring the car.
Well, you know what?
We'll clip one of them wings off of that bird.
Yeah, whatever, man. Y'all can't even get down the track. Man, I watch.
Listen,
y'all been down. Now, you know what? I watched y'all for the first time last year down, what's that, Fayetteville. We came down in the limo.
Yeah,
y'all was getting down that track. That's the first time we seen y'all. We was like, man, we didn't know where y'all was from. But when y'all came up here on the East Coast, up towards Maryland,
y'all dead in the water. Y'all ain't been down there. Y'all ain't made a clean pass since y'all was in Fayetteville. Am I correct?
Nah, we made some clean passes.
Where?
No,
I'm talking about in Maryland. Not in Maryland.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I told you, I'm the king of this when it comes around here. I watch guys. People don't think I pay attention to everybody. Y'all got down the track down Fayetteville. Like, y'all own that track. Y'all come to the creek. Y'all couldn't get down. Because remember, we was in the shootout.
We're running MIR with the Godfather, heads up with Wiki Bird, the phone bird.
You remember, that's fine. That's fine. You know, since you say you don't want to come up to Capitol, you ain't got to come up to Capitol. When y'all come up to MIR, we'll do it at Bus Creek.
That's fine.
Because I give y'all a little sympathy. Y'all was trying to get down the track. Y'all just couldn't get down it. I mean, but, you know, when you go to different tracks, all tracks ain't going to handle all horsepower.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, it don't have nothing to do with the track. It's just, you know, just certain cars just don't like to be in certain tracks. That's all. You know, and y'all just, you know, you got to know how to get down certain tracks. And y'all know how to get down Fayetteville. I mean, I get down Fayetteville, too. Ain't no track I can't get down. I hook in the
morning. Oh, shit. Here we go.
you sound like you're from Oklahoma. Huh?
You sound like you're from Oklahoma.
If you're scared, then you're supposed to say you're scared. You don't need to
I'm not scared of anything. I'll raise a big block, a small block, anything. Anything, I got stock suspension. Don't forget.
If you're scared, go to church.
You're scared of that blue magic car. You definitely scared of that pink water.
Blue magic. I'm definitely not scared of blue magic.
Oh, my God. Weeby, what's going on, Weeby?
Is Daddy Dave still on?
Oh, yeah, Daddy Dave's still on.
Okay, I was making sure you're still on. You guys getting ready to shoot another episode or what?
We start next week.
Hey, Dave, you think we can sneak some cornbread up there?
Do what now?
You think we can sneak some cornbread up there?
Some cornbread?
Yeah. That's the name of my new Mustang, my stock suspension Mustang.
Oh, you didn't tell me you don't got to travel to Oklahoma to get a raise. You got a stock suspension Mustang. All you got to do is travel up 95 North a little bit to Philadelphia. You got yourself a raise.
Who is this? Who is that saying that?
Joe.
Who's that? Is that the one with the pink card that wouldn't run when I had him in there? He was looking for the help desk.
The help desk sucked. We couldn't get a guy.
Go ahead with that, man. The wind was kept blowing the desk over, man, and everybody wanted to crowd up in the staging lane.
The help desk was the greatest idea ever. But it was poorly ran by JB. I'm sorry to put you out of your book.
There you go. That's right. JB left his post. He kept cutting class.
Yeah, you got to sit there the whole time. JB didn't want to teach the class. He just wanted to walk around, and he had to be in the action.
Next time we'll have to put it up like by the starting line or by the change or something, and then maybe he'll stay at his post. But it was just too much. We didn't anticipate it being as crowded as it was, and it was just so much going on. And you know, at the end of the year,
it was a great idea. Though, I'll tell you that. That was great.
Yeah, we come up with those. You know, now
you didn't help no one. I'll tell you that.
Well, I did. I tried to get you, remember, I tried to get you a race.
I was leaking water. I couldn't do nothing. I was having problems.
Oh, well, see, if you came to help desk, we could get some duct tape.
I got the whole team maced.
Yeah, they told me you was leaking. You had that Weeby-itis. Weeby was leaking.
Weeby already canceled on me. He was already scared. As soon as he seen the pink up close in person, he's like, oh,
man.
I can't fuck with that pink car. He's like,
man.
Weeby
got ready to run Big Head Kitty, he got on the line and just started wetting on himself.
Right. Hey,
I got the video, Weeby. Weeby crying about his brakes. I was like, what do you need brakes for? That car ain't fast.
JB.
Yeah, what's going on?
Weeby.
Yeah.
Who that? Kenny?
This big head Kenny.
Uh-oh.
Guess what? I would love to see you March the 1st right out the box.
Where?
Buzz Creek. I'll run you straight off the trailer. No test runs. First day of the track. Hey,
It don't get no better than that. And where you want to lock it in with? I ain't gonna be ready March 1st.
Thank you,
team.
Hey,
you know what? I'm gonna be there too, Dwayne.
Hey, Cornbread. Hey, you talking about going to Oklahoma? You ain't gonna have enough cornbread to take you to Oklahoma when I finish with you, Wicked Bird.
Dwayne.
And you, my boy, for real.
Yeah, I know. Cornbread won't be out March 1st, but Wicked Bird will be out.
Hold up, Wicked. I just wanna mute it so I can hear what Big Head Kenny got to say. What you say, Kenny?
I will run you head up right off the trailer, March 1st.
Right off the trailer. You got your race. Now you'd already backed out on me once.
Yeah. Well, everybody heard me saying it now. Yeah.
Well, they heard you last time. But I mean that's fine.
No, they didn't hear me. Everybody heard me tonight. I will run you right off the trailer. No trespassing.
That's what I'm looking for. March 1st at Buzz Creek.
Yeah.
Yep. That'd be the
first Virginia head kill.
You ain't
gonna do nothing, man.
Hey, look, I already said you can't. Hey, Kenny, you can't kill a slut, man. You can't kill a slut, bro.
Slut back on the radio. Here we go.
And Pink Warrior.
Yes, sir.
You got action heads up at Buzz Creek if you want it.
With what?
With the slut.
I better be heads up with the new big block you got in there on the drugs.
Ah, oh, there you go, man. There you go,
hey.
Cry.
I ain't crying.
Hey,
I'm just being honest.
Here, go to church.
You got it.
It shouldn't matter what motorcycle.
I don't care what he's got. That car, hey. I'll race that car anyway.
You got it. I'm gonna be at Fayetteville on the 22nd, so you might get your chance before then. I mean,
You want me to bet you with Weeby's money, or do you want me to bet you with the money I'm gonna bet Weeby with? What do you want to do?
Actually, to be honest, I want you first.
You can have me first. That's fine.
I want
you
first.
I'll tell you what, I'll use your money, and then I'll gamble that with Weezy. Either way, I'm a double winner.
You better make sure you bring some backup.
Pink Boy, you say you didn't get down the track. I'm watching you right now. It's dark, and you can't wait to go down
car?
The track. The Mustang.
My car?
Yeah, he got down the track.
I'm watching it right now. I just think three plug wires off to get down the track.
Hey, look, I went to him. Joe cool dude, but I went to him and asked him for a race, and he wouldn't give me a race at Capitol.
Yeah, I knew he wouldn't because I tried to get him. You saw me leaking water. I couldn't get down the track.
When I saw you was at the trailer, I ain't even seen no water leaking.
Me neither. I'm watching
all the water
right
on
now.
All the water leaked on the track.
I'm watching it right now. He getting ready to leave.
Hey, Weaver, did we not go over there and did I try to get a race with Joe?
Oh, yeah.
You never asked for a race.
Yeah, I did, Joe.
We would have ran you with the small block. You were on the motor. You wanted something. Now you're on the.
No, I didn't want. I didn't want anything. I didn't ask you for anything. The dude flex. I was gonna run him heads up.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna run him heads up. I mean, like I say, I made a poor decision to come out last year with a, you know, on horsepower. I still handle things on horsepower, but.
You ain't made no poor decision. You made the best decision a slug can make.
I don't know, man.
Is that Wicked Bird talking again, man?
Hey, Bird, you know that slut a bad
man.
Bitch. You know that, right?
Yeah,
hey,
but sometimes
you
get a little
be
scared.
Quiet.
Well, Wicked Bird, just be quiet. You can't even beat nobody with that two chassis car with a stock suspension car.
Man.
And then you're going to come out with a damn slow-ass stock suspension car named Cornbread. Everybody's going to eat a piece of that pie.
Yeah, well, you know they're going to be poison. Y'all better keep a gallon of sweet tea around because it's sure going to be stopping y'all up.
Hey, look, nigga, you ain't going to have no cornbread left.
No,
well,
I want the first
place.
Yeah. I want the
first
bread of cornbread.
On that.
Yeah.
I want the first bread of cornbread. I just think the thing you got action.
Okay, I'm going to be looking for you because we're going to be up at ACO.
Hey, JB.
Joe, I'm going to be up at ACO for, what's the cornbread? What's his name? Petey's race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Petey coming down for ours, and we coming up for his the following week. So Cornbread,
yeah,
well,
I came. We come down for all your guys' races. I hope you come. You didn't come to Racing Worth the World.
Yeah, we will this year. Yeah, yes, sir.
All right, good. Hey, somebody, who was calling JB?
Oh, I was saying about
that was the help desk, JB. That was the help desk.
Okay. Yeah, don't call him JB no more. Call him the help desk.
the failure help desk.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was a good one. But hey, look, I got my mace in my pocket. You keep fucking with me.
Oh, dad, that was a low blow, JB. Help, Dad. That was a low blow.
Good. That was good.
Who called Wickenburg?
No, somebody
this
said
Prince.
JB. JB. Who is that?
This Prince.
Oh, what's going on?
What's good, man? How y'all doing?
Nothing, right, man. The boy. This Prince Montana.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? What's going on?
Man, ain't nothing much. Ain't nothing much. I was just going to see what y'all heard. Y'all was talking a little trash. That's all.
Yeah, we got the number one outlaw on here tonight, and then we also got Dwayne and Big Head Kenny going at it again. So you know.
Big Head Kenny, we ain't got nothing to talk about. He got action on the first.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing to talk about. We gonna race.
You're talking about the little monster.
That's right.
It's gonna happen right off the.
Well, you talking about the purple? I mean the burgundy car, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look. Hey. Let me tell you something. You got some of them boys. Yo.
My bad, I didn't mean to cut you off, homie. I said it got a name now.
Oh, it's got a name.
Yes, sir, Little Monster.
The Little Monster. It's got the right name, Little Monster.
He's
going to run
monster.
The Big Monster.
A little gremlin.
He's going to run the Big Monster.
A little gremlin with a big head driver. Weeby, so when you going to be ready? No. Hold on, I got it. Weeby, you had my five on that gap that Joe was going to give you. I don't know why you're going to run him.
I'm gapping Weeby with the
shooter. Look, for real, honestly, just shut it off. Say it for you.
Hey, and then Weeby, you are banned from pulling your shoe.
hey, Barry, you got to pull a shoe when you ain't got no brakes.
Me and that man,
I'm going to tell you something. Me and that man went to probably about 15 or 16 tracks. Since the Copperhead race between me and Copperhead. And I promise you, he ain't had reversal brakes at none of them.
Oh, Weeby?
Yeah.
Weeby got an F-16 shoot on that Mustang.
He don't need no brakes if he ain't going at the track. You break at the starting line,
there you
don't need
go.
No brakes.
Nah, he ain't break at the starting line.
He got it in.
Oh, no.
Look, you know that's bad when
Weeby
betting he's going to break.
He's always getting drugged down the track. He's always connected to someone.
Hey, Joe.
Yo, you can't drag me nowhere, Joe.
Don't get crazy.
Hey, listen, you bet somebody that I ain't gonna be in your paint. I guarantee you ain't gonna be in my paint. I'm gonna be in front of you.
We'll see.
Bet on that.
I'm betting on that.
Hey, Joe.
Where could you see my car on in that run, 820s and 30s? That, my car's way faster than that.
What you mean, 870?
870? I ain't never been that slow. You can't even,
hey, Joe.
You can't even show no 870.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
Now, didn't they say that you never made a clean pass in Maryland?
In Maryland? Hey, I don't know.
This is Wicked Bird.
I made some passes in Maryland.
Wicked Bird,
yeah,
did you say that?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
I was talking about the Godfather when I said that. That's capital.
Right.
I didn't mean my car to pink Mustang.
Oh, I mean, I say because I won a lot of money on Godfather at Buzz Creek.
At Buzz Creek?
No, you couldn't.
Yes, sir. How you gonna tell me what I won? I know who I bet on. He went down the track.
We ran the hat.
But the conventional head shootout. The conventional head shootout.
No, 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 no. Hold on. Let me rewind it. He ran the Hatton Boys. That wasn't for no money. I'm talking about when you ran, I forget which car it was. For
we ran Donnie when we lost.
It wasn't Donnie you ran. It was somebody else you ran at night. And I know I ran. I won money on it.
Might have been a conventional head shootout, though. First round.
Yeah, might have had first round money on it. Nah, he knocked off Hatton in the first round.
Yeah, I think you're right. It might have been
right,
that.
And then he lost the second round. Oh, yeah, that was that pass, the left tire never touched the ground.
Yeah.
That made a believer out of me. That made a believer out of me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're trying to get at Wiki Bird, but he's scared.
You got him. All you had to do was...
Oh, you're talking about, it's not cornbread. You're talking about just sourdough.
I got you.
What? Sourdough. It ain't no cornbread.
Yeah, okay. All right. You can call it all you want. It's some kind of bread, that's for sure.
I'll be taking your bread if you want to put some. Wonder how much money you put up.
Yeah, we're gonna call it Peter bread.
You know what? Peter bread. Peter bread. Okay.
Peter bread. Panera bread.
Yeah, but now there you go. That's some good bread too.
Yeah, it is.
My cold bread still in the oven baking. It'll be out.
It's burnt by now. It's been in the oven for years.
Nah. This last one got wrecked. So. We had to bake a new cornbread.
Oh, so this is
from
scratch.
What's this cornbread muffin? Stock convention, big block, small block, what?
Doc, see, it's going to be stock convention. Don't worry about what motor. Don't be scared what motor going to be in there.
I'm not scared.
I don't even know.
No. That's the...
What?
Who's that?
I'm just listening. I ain't going to say nothing.
Everybody knows I got a big block.
Oh, well, I put it this way. If I decide to put a big block in it, I'm not going to be scared of your big block. If I put a small block in it, I'm not going to be afraid of your big block.
Shit.
Hey, Sal.
Yeah.
You better not come out there with any damn small block.
Tell him again, Dwayne.
You right.
You know you can't. You know you know big block. Stay with a big block.
Man, you must don't know me, Dwayne. I had one of the baddest small blocks in that Thunderbird back in 2010.
I believe you, but times have changed since 2010.
Four years.
Yeah.
That's a president ago.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But you know what? I ain't worried about it, so y'all don't worry about it. Can I say something real quick?
Now, you was just talking about the man had carbon fiber and all that, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I mean, like, if he put that in his car and that's what he wanted in there, nobody telling you, like, what you can put in your car, right?
Right, and I ain't say nothing about that. I just told them, don't worry about what I put in mine, you know, because I ain't going to be afraid no matter what they got in there.
I'm saying, if you got a small block in it, we'll bring the mistress with a small block in it, 28-inch tire, stock suspension, and we'll fucking gap you.
I don't run from nobody. I race, and I give up anything, okay, because I like to race. So I ain't even going to ask to see what's underneath your hood. All I want to know is, as long as you got 28s on it and it's a stock suspension car, that's it. No willy bars. I ain't worried about motors. I don't care if it's a turbo or it got a pro charge on it. I'm not going to worry about it.
Oh, man.
Don't get crazy.
Don't get crazy.
I mean, y'all can say that all y'all want. See, y'all the ones going to do a lot of racing. Me, I mean, anytime I can get Cubby, everything in drag racing, in the 8th mile at Colonial Beach. So don't tell me I won't try nothing. I know
well,
what
I said.
What does that mean? Big George,
so you're
going to
give me everything you're
going
to
give me? Yeah, now everybody begging now. I ain't asking for nothing.
Come on. You're giving stuff.
I'm not begging, Dwayne. Wait. I ain't begging, bro.
Hold on. Time out.
Dwayne.
Who the hell is begging with you, bro? Who's begging?
Dwayne, this is Kenny. I ain't begging from you. You going to take them wither bars off and come on 28, and I'm running you here to... I don't want
there
nothing.
You go.
You already know I ain't giving you nothing, so that's why you done came to grips. You done had a whole window to think about it.
There you go.
Hey, that's what I'm looking for. Did you step in the building?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, Carlos Wells? What's going on, sir? And then look, I think we also got one of them damn horsemen in here. Y'all already know which one it is.
Who? Don't say Pete or John.
No, it's the tall.
Oh, well, they welcome. Welcome, that's Big Pimp. Who that, Gene?
Yeah, that's Gene, Steve.
Hey, Carlos, now please remind Gene, did we not come to him in Richmond when the slut was there and we tried to run him with that, with his most wanted car off the trailer the first day they brought that car out, head up?
You talking, well, me and LBM went there first?
Yeah, we tried to run them head up.
That's the one on video?
Yeah.
You said,
I think it's a good thing you didn't, but.
Yeah, we went over there. He said, well, we'll go ahead and try to run you off the truck.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Dina said, no, nah, because, you know, they ain't know what the car was going to do.
Right.
Then you went back, man. You went back, man. Gene did come back, Style, and locked
yeah,
you
we
in.
Made,
and then
we both
broke.
Made shakedowns.
Yeah, he came so back and locked you in. Yeah.
Okay, you're right. That was car was brand new. We just brought it back from Georgia. We had never
I knew
met a
it was.
On. Yeah.
I knew
now,
it
you're
was.
Right. You're right.
That was the only way that I could. But what I was saying was that was the only way. I ain't had no business trying to run your head up. I knew I couldn't beat your head up, but I was going to try, Kenny, because
right.
y'all ain't know nothing about the car. And we both
right.
were coming off the trailer. That was the way I was going to run you. Now,
we made one motor shakedown, came back, and we locked in. And then when you made
right.
a shakedown, I think you broke something in the motor. Something happened. I
saw the close up some plugs. We didn't know what happened.
That's right.
Right, yeah. You know.
I don't
but,
think that would have been a good outcome, though.
Well, Kenny was all over the track. That's all I needed.
Yeah, if I tell you one
even
thing,
that
you
all over the track,
track
I'll
give you that.
Yeah, well, Weeby, that's what you say with your purse, you butt. What? What? What the hell you said with your slow ass? I ain't say nothing. Your purse, you in my mouth. I ain't say nothing.
Ah, oh, boy, y'all crazy.
Yeah, we're going to leave you. Hey, Big Ed Kenny.
Yep.
You, I'll tell you what I'll do for you since you're so bad. I'm going to go out on the limb. I'll run you out the back door, and I'll give you the break quarter mile. How about that?
I'm not running quarter mile. 8 mile long. Oh,
man.
Kenny, what changed up? Last year, you was beating me down to go to the bottom.
Yeah, but no. You wouldn't take it.
I said 8 mile. I'm running 8 mile on.
Man, I'll run you 8 mile.
Well, I want that heads up March 1st.
Heads up 8 mile with the slut.
March
1st. Who you want, the slut or Blue Magic?
Blue Magic's easy win.
If
take
you,
that one.
Hey, wait.
Yeah.
If you
say it again, Joe.
That,
say it again.
If you show up that day, I will run you the same day. Win or lose with the slut. I'm going to run you too if you show up.
With his car now, he got to show up with his car.
I already know what's going to happen. He ain't going to show up. Or either he's going to test all day.
Yeah, oh, we need to get hey, you think I need to get him some Depends? He ain't give me nothing. He ain't give me nothing.
You're going to test all day. That's what you're going to do.
When you see me test all day? The last time you was down the creek?
The last couple times I saw you at the track, you test all day. You made 3 test passes before you decided. Even before you decided to race me at Capital that day that you broke, you made 2 to 3 test passes.
He's the pace car of drag racing. The who? The pace car of drag racing.
What? You don't test the train. You don't drag race. You test. You test all day.
There you go. Hey, you can't complain. It's true. Well, it is what it is.
The slut, he will. I got to give him credit. He will race.
Yeah, but we jumped him up that day, Kenny, when we came up with me. He was a little leery. He wouldn't get picked or kicked.
I won't go get picked or kicked. I ain't know none of y'all.
You weren't supposed to know what.
No, really what I'm saying is when you come to me,
uh-huh.
Everybody ganged up on video, you know, he a big block car, won't give a small block a kick. People forgetting small blocks run too, bro. That shit, hey, look. If you need the kick, then stay in your lane. Run somebody that you can get the kick from. You ain't gonna get it from me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know you.
You gave it to Jason.
I didn't give Jason no kick.
Yes, you did when he ran in the MIR.
No, I didn't give him the kick.
That wasn't no kick.
That wasn't no kick. That was heads up.
He was just sleeping, that man. It looked like the kick.
What? That's Jason on the phone?
He was, nah, this is the show. He was that bait on the tree.
Okay. My bad.
No, I was on his ass on the tree. He was on the tree, too.
Oh, my bad. I got to
call
Jason to give him his props. Because I still got in Jason's butt, you know. Thought that he got the kick. I didn't know he ran him head up.
But like with Pick, I mean, I couldn't get Pick to kick because I don't know this. You know what I'm saying? I don't know these people, man. I ain't down to donate
cornbread.
No money.
Wait a minute. You don't know cornbread, but you're talking about you gonna run cornbread.
Ain't
nobody know cornbread. We just know it's bullshit.
But see, the thing is, you stepping in my realm.
Oh, am I?
You stepping in my realm.
Okay.
See, I ain't going to jump on the bird.
What?
I ain't gonna jump on the bird because I know how to see. A lot of guys don't know how to stay in the lane in this game. Everybody want to be the best. Everybody want to be great. Stay in your lane. Be the best in the lane that you in.
Man, yeah. Dwayne, F that bird.
Yeah, you would say that parachute, man.
I wouldn't ever jump on your Thunderbird, but I mean, you coming in my realm, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna be fast. I'm pretty sure you're gonna kick ass because you will race.
Yeah,
hey,
and you will gamble.
And Joe Minicondi.
Yes, sir.
From what I'm hearing, you done talked up a nice little race with you in that bad storm car. Cause that, from what the boys up in Carolina said, that bitch get down and she get down and dirty.
Yeah, I think we might lock him. He was crying that I had the big block. He wanted me to get in the back tire. So I said we try him out with the mistress. Heads up, small block to small block, 28 to 28.
Hey, Joe,
so,
don't give him shit.
I'm not giving him
a bump. He built the small block.
I gave him the back tire and beat me by like a bump. He beat me by less than a bump, bro. If you ask me, I thought I was had, but I don't know. I don't know how it is down there.
Don't give him nothing. He built the small block, not you.
Yeah. Well, we'll run him heads up with our small block, too. I don't care. I mean, either way, he said if he's there, I talked to him on the phone. He said, you know, they're going to be there. He don't want to lock nothing in money-wise because they have a race on the first. And he don't want to hurt it and not be able to show up.
Yeah, I think he posted.
Well, I mean, that is a long ways away, man. I mean, you know,
logging
in races 2 and 3 months away is fucking crazy.
No, it's
not that far. It ain't that long.
No, just running just that race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going down there whipping Weeby's ass in front of the world. So I mean, I'm going anyway.
But you ain't whipping that shit. You gonna get whipped. You ain't gonna whip nothing. You gonna get whipped.
Come on, kill the whole team Outlaws that day then. Shit.
Yeah. Hey, nah. Like he told me. Well, on his way home, it's
going to
be quiet in the truck.
Yeah,
hey, Joe, I got a black Suburban, so it looked like a funeral. You going to kill a whole team outlaw that look like a funeral going back up the road.
Hey, Weeby. Yeah. We still got that bet on the gap. Yeah. All right.
Can I get one, too, Prince?
Can I get tipped then at least if I do it?
Yeah, I can get it.
Don't forget to top up. I'm gonna have a tip jar at the end of my trailer. If everybody's betting on me, I need some tip money.
Hey, Joe, this is what I do for you. If you, which I know you ain't gonna do it.
Before you say this, make sure you think before you say this.
I'm stuttering right now. Sound like you being on itself already.
If you got me, which I know you not. I give you 100 push-ups on command. You can tell me to do push-ups anywhere. Call me via FaceTalk at Walmart with my old lady. I need them 10 push-ups. I give that to you. Cause you ain't going to drop me.
Nah, y'all get to the quarter?
I'm going to try. Yeah, we're going to the quarter.
Oh, man, that's a train. That a gap is not a word. That's a tractor trailer.
Hey, who that, Prince?
Tractor trailer.
Can I get that same bet, French, with you? I need some gas money.
Look,
hey,
I already said you got the same bet 3 weeks ago.
I'm talking about with me. I'm going to bet you that he can't get Weeping, but I'm talking about with me, too.
I got amnesia.
You got amnesia?
Yeah, I got amnesia. I got a bad heart. I can't remember.
No, you got a hard ass head, too.
That's the name of my next stock suspension Mustang, amnesia. I like that.
Now, can I get my tip?
Name of my next car, Amnesia.
Now, Joe, can I get my tip now?
Yeah, what do you
need? I said, I need my tip now. You said you're like,
what?
I got to give you a tip. So if you gap Weeby, I got to give you a tip.
Yes, sir.
All right, bet. We even then.
Even?
Yeah.
I hope all these races go down. That's all
well,
I'm praying for.
They going down. If they come to the track, they going to race.
Yeah.
You got to have faith.
Hey, I got to run, Joe. I've been trying to run him since last year. But I got to run him.
I mean,
hey,
I sit back on Facebook and everybody picking on my team. I can't get nobody to speak my name.
Don't nobody talk dirty.
I can't, huh?
Don't nobody talk dirty.
Don't nobody want nothing dirty.
Nah, you got to change your name from the car to the slut to the nun.
Yeah, because they get none. I can't get nobody to say my name. I mean, like I say, it'd be a mouse pissing on cotton you can hear.
Nah,
but
I don't want to hear that because Popeye put so much spinach in your throat you couldn't budge.
Oh,
oh
no.
My God.
Oh,
hey, look,
wow.
I think you all going to find out how much spinach Popeye really got.
Man.
And Popeye, my boy, but I think you all going to find out how filthy and nasty that slut is.
Yeah, okay. Well, Popeye gave
you
that look, and that was
it. Hey, look, Bird.
Yes.
I already had to say this one time. I just took the 2x4 from underneath the gas bottle.
Where?
I just took it from underneath.
On that line now. Yeah, right there.
Okay.
See, when somebody first start riding bulls, you don't jump on the, you don't go out there and try to ride that motherfucker to the fullest.
See how sad it is.
You get used to him first.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Wicked Bird.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I tell you somebody else who wants Joe pretty bad, too. That's that damn Chad Hammett.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, Chad?
Oh, Super, what is
the
Super
Slow
say?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
he wants who?
Yeah, I think
Pink
Super,
Warrior.
Yeah, Super Slow say wants Pink Warrior.
What
oh,
man.
That?
Why
that
can't happen.
He wants Weeby, too. Yeah, he wants
Weeby,
too.
You got a lot of people that want you, man. Is it because of the name?
Nah, because he keeps throwing that parachute out.
Yeah. Who said he wants me, Chad?
Weeby. Yeah. As many times as you pull it, do you really pack it or you just stuff it back in there?
I just sent my parachute out and getting the word magic sewn on the back of it.
Lord,
so he can see it when I'm coming up. Hey, magic.
Hey, where's Carlos Wells at? He a little quiet tonight. Where you at, Carlos?
I'm here listening to y'all.
Okay, I'm just making sure y'all ain't playing basketball, so niggas ain't got nothing to talk about. That 3-point jump shot ain't going off tonight.
I'm depressed about this snow. I can't make no money with all this snow out here.
Y'all want to know who is making money? That guy Dirty Hall Plum on here. I know he's still on here.
Gene
Stevens. He picked the pipes right now.
Some big team with the little shirt.
Somebody on the road, ain't it?
Yeah.
Somebody
got my man. He's my man. He knows.
Hey, Weeby.
About to get a shirt.
Hey, Weeby, you ain't pull your parachute out on the talk show, did you? Stop catching hell, guys.
I think I just heard the spring pop out.
Hey, somebody really got some stuff going on in the background. Let me see. There we go. Some guy. There. Somebody had tunnel vision or something.
Hey, you hit one button. It sounds so much better. I love it.
Yeah, don't it?
I can hear so good. I think I can hear Weeby crying in the corner.
What are you crying for?
March 22nd. Don't come. You want the end of the world to be the 21st.
Hey, look, you look in for a rude awakening, Joe.
Maybe.
When you coming out? If you think my car don't run, you going to be for a rude awakening.
Your car runs dead, so I'm just having fun with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to try to cap you, Joe. Tell me what I'm going to try to do.
You might.
I triple that you home. Lord. They go to fan base.
I don't hear nobody looking for Sean Murphy.
Which part is that?
I ain't fucking with him.
Huh?
I ain't fucking with him. He's too fast for me.
Oh,
get out of here, man. I ain't fucking with him.
Did you hear that, Kenny?
I heard
that, Kenny. I say Sean Murphy, and it, you can hear like the flesh say, mouth piss on cock.
Hey, I asked Sean for the race. I asked him for the race that I wanted. He told me he can't do it, so I'm done with that one.
What you mean?
What?
I'm gonna take his place with you, Weezy.
Huh?
I'm gonna take his place with you.
I asked him to give me the break out the back door, and I know he's faster than me, but he told me he couldn't do it. So
you know what, Weeby, listen to how you sound. You're gonna try to say the man faster than you and big at the same time. And don't nobody believe that. Nobody believe that.
He's faster than me. I needed something.
So why you won't try him though?
Why I wanna?
Yeah.
He's faster than me.
But so what? So I ran people that was, I ran James Stevenson, and he was faster than me.
Hey, when I went to him at Maryland, I asked him to give me the break out the back door. His exact words was, Weeby, you too fast for me to do that. So I respect him. I ain't asking for no more race.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me, so we'll never get to see that race because you want to claim you faster, he's faster than you, and that's it? So why you run a Dickhead Kenny? Dickhead Kenny faster than you?
Because Dickhead Kenny's slow. He'll never beat me.
Oh.
Wait, Weeby, you're faster than me. I'm going out racing.
Hey, Weeby.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you do.
Hey.
You make
Kenny,
it to the track, Monster first. Wait a minute. You make it to the track, Monster first. I will all the money and run you straight off the trail.
Oh!
Get up!
I ain't going to be ready because I'm taking my car to Georgia on the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd. So I ain't going to be ready.
Man. When are you going to be ready?
You taking your car to where?
He's probably going to Street Outlaws.
I'm going to take the duck race.
So how are you going to run in Fansville if we're going to be in Georgia?
Because the Fansville is in March. Duck race is this month.
Oh, you going to duck race?
Yeah, with my
car. Oh, that's right. He called you for the pace car, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
On the pace car.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey,
Daddy, y'all don't need a pace car, do y'all?
Weeby, I do this for you. If you come to our Metro Area Grudge race, the election day on June 14th, and be our honorary pace car, you make us a clean pass and pull the chute, you get in for free. Can you do
hey,
Bert, that? No, Bert. Lock him in to run me. Right off the trail,
June
the
14th.
Do
that. June the
14th. You know, don't know. Don't too many people want that list that I told
you.
Oh, yeah. I was getting people mixed
up,
my bad.
Look, Weeby and Kenny, y'all run off the trail, June 14th, and we'll put $500 to the winner.
There you go.
There you go.
Now you can't have you scared.
At Capitol, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Right off the trail. No control.
Off the
trail. I'll do it.
So
okay.
Big Head Kenny versus Weeby Cooper. Lord have mercy. Jesus.
Okay. What time?
Off the trail.
All up now. What time?
Right off the trail.
I'm telling you, we can go down and we can be the first two down the damn track.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
That's what we talking about. Look at that.
We can be the first two. That way he can't duck.
There you go.
That race ain't gonna happen.
Hey, we might not be the first two because I got to drive a lot further to get there than you.
Oh, hey, look. You can't leave early?
No.
What do you mean, Weeby?
Last time I got there at 1 o'clock. I got there at 1 o'clock last time.
Why you get there at 1 o'clock? The truck came up. I mean, Popeye came up with some South Carolina. He was there before you.
Well, he ain't got what I got going on. How about that?
Wait,
didn't me and you have a talk about going to the Capitol 2 months before the race even got there and I showed up?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I ain't going to show up. Hey, that's irrelevant. I will show up. I won't race the big-ass skinny anyway because he thinks he could beat me with his big-ass tail.
We talked a while before
he
that.
Got saved and my car broke. He got saved.
Man, all the videos that you've been putting up on Facebook, all the you lighting the car up, and you trying to tell me now that you can't beat it by 12 o'clock. Here we is, almost we more than like 6 months away, and you still can't get there on time. Come on,
I tell you what, I'm gonna be there.
Okay,
all right.
You give me that same deal, 500 to the winner. I'll run the club there. Heads up.
Oh shit.
You got action.
There you go.
Yeah, ain't a whole lot of arguing about who the fastest or who will do what. You got action.
And I'm coming with a shield on because I'm wearing my helmet everywhere. I ain't getting maced again. You'll see me walk around the pitch with my helmet on.
You better leave people's women's alone.
That's exactly it.
Hey,
this time we're bringing our own.
Is that the guy with the pink mark thing? Is that the guy with the pink mark thing?
Yeah.
The guy, Joe?
Yeah.
Who owned the pink Mustang? Pink, what else
color
it is?
Yo, that's me.
We might do, my buddy Sean might do some, like the, do some action with you, too.
What is, straight bullet. I'm hearing like a bunch of air. Say it again.
I said my buddy Sean might like to do some action with you.
What's he got?
The Mustang. Stock suspension, small, stock suspension, big block Mustang.
The wheelie bars on 28? You got it.
No wheelie bar. This on 28. All right,
there you go. We got action. I'm cool with that. That's all I said.
Hey, Kenny.
I'm easy.
What's the name of it?
What's the name of what?
That Mustang you're talking about.
The Straight Bullet? Is that it?
Oh man.
there you go, the Straight Bullet. That's
it
the name for it.
That's a sick name.
Killer.
The Straight Bullet.
It's a cop killer.
Hey, the straight bullet ain't bad when you walk around with a bulletproof vest on all the time.
I'm changing the name of my car to Amnesia.
You just shot in the head.
Hey, look, we got a microphone.
A straight bullet don't know where she went.
We got a microphone that just slid in here at the last minute, 803-242-1963. Your mic is open. Who is that?
It's Popeye.
Oh, shit. Hey, Papa.
I got something for you, Weeby. I don't know.
Hey,
I will run the slut.
Huh?
I will run the slut. And you can make many test passes as you want, but me and you be in lanes at 8 o'clock that same night.
Mm.
April 26th.
8 Mile.
Yes, that's all the track it is, 8 Mile.
Make him lock it in. Papa, make him lock it in.
We lock it in.
Hey, look, and I want to hear you on motor, and I want to hear you on motor, I'm on gas. You locked in on that, 8 Mile.
Nah, I'm coming like I am.
I don't care how you come. You can't get in my business. I ain't worried about it. You got to deal with the slut.
I will get the slut first at 3 o'clock. But you can make many test passes as you want, and you be in lanes at 8 o'clock ready to race.
I'll be waiting. He's going to need plenty
lock
of test
in.
Passes because he's going to need 10 of them.
I've been hearing him for the last hour talking about knee test passes. Well, he's got to make as many as you need and be in lanes ready to race at 8 o'clock.
There you go.
Hey, Papa, do y'all have people to help pack parachutes down there?
From what I saw,
from what I'm hearing down here in Thunder Valley, he ain't fast no full parachute.
Oh, he's full of burnout box.
Hey, you know what, Papa? I'm doing my Tiger Woods jank. Yes. I've been wanting you to call me out anyway.
Well, I'm calling you out. It's locked in right now for April 26th.
What track is that at?
Piedmont.
Oh, okay.
I'll be
you
want to
lock in?
We're
going to go ahead. We're going to lock in right now.
Lock in.
How far
is
T-Box? We'll call Long Island Joe, and we'll lock in on the phone tomorrow, and there is no excuses. You can get many passes you need, but you be in lanes ready to race at 8 o'clock.
On the phone like an IRS or something.
Yeah.
I've been in lanes at 7:59 waiting on you.
We're going to get there at 5 o'clock. No, we're going to the road together.
You better get Weaver there at 9 o'clock when they open so he can test from 9 to 5.
We ride down the road in the convoy.
Well, he going to be riding with you in the car?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, yeah.
I bet he's going to bring his car with him.
Oh, no, he's going to bring his car.
I'm going to bring both of them.
I bet he brings, if he does bring both of them, I bet he don't race nobody.
I bet I'll race you at 8 o'clock. I bet if I don't race nobody, I'll race you at 8 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
Long Island Joe will be calling you tomorrow.
Hey, if he don't race my Papa on the way home, make we be sitting in the car while y'all tow it all the way back home.
God damn.
Like I say, I'm just telling you right now.
Y'all lucky Father Time ain't calling. Hey, Debbie, Father Time ain't calling.
Nah, he ain't calling. I was looking for that number. He ain't calling tonight.
Hey, JB.
Oh, no. Hey, JB. There you go right there. Hold on. 757-696-2950. Father Time, your line is on.
Well, I just heard somebody call my name, so I thought I'd ring in, see what's going on.
Do you hear him? Do you hear this Popeye guy, Father Time, picking on Blue Magic?
Oh, I hear him.
Hey, listen. And Big Head Kenny, we need to go ahead and put these races on the calendar so I can knock them off Team Outlaws because they're talking a little too much.
Shit, Big Head Kenny going to be on life support after the first. He ain't got to worry about jaw race happening at election day.
Hey, look, after Big Head Kenny whoop up on y'all, man, he ain't going to be able to get his big head out the car.
Big Head Kenny going to be on life support. He ain't going to have that choice to get out the car. Yo.
Dwayne, I guarantee and bet you got your damn hands full.
Well, I hope you just bet me in race. You ain't got a guarantee. Just bet me in race. You know I'm going to race.
I'm going to race you. Right off the trailer. I'm going to race you.
Hey, Kenny, I'm going to put you back in hibernation, brother. I'm going to send you back to the drawing board.
I ain't never been in hibernation.
You've been quiet all winter. I'm going to send you back to the engine builder.
I'm going to give you some ibuprofen to take that swelling down off their head.
Weaver, you scared. That's why everybody's looking for you because you've been ducking for 2 years. You've been ducking.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking for you.
He's showing up at an import race.
Hey, so you sure you want that headache June 14th?
Oh, my God. Off the trailer? Man, that's like Christmas. He can't beat me on the trailer, off the trailer. He can't beat me.
Well, I tell you,
all the way he beat me if I don't show up.
Hey, Weaver,
see how he threw that in there?
I
know you heard that bird. I know you heard that.
Check this out, Weaver.
Yeah.
Weaver, as soon as we get to the track, right?
Yeah.
If you don't run me right off the trailer, you got to pay me $500.
I'm going to run you out of the trailer. I ain't going to pay you no damn money. I'm going to run you out the trailer.
Okay.
No, just ask the question, Weaver.
I already know you're scared.
I was going to run you before. What are you talking about?
You were scared then.
Man, I begged you to race.
I begged you to race.
You ain't got God. It ain't no way you could beat me with that stuff you got over there.
Me.
Man, you
don't
want
to have the computer race.
You was all right with me. But now that you want to race, I'm going to do what you want. I'm going to give you what you're looking for, a good ass whipping.
Hey, I feel like you. I just want to race you.
I feel like you, too. I'm going to take that
slow
now. I'm
going to
race
the winner.
If I don't race nobody, I'm going to race you in a pop bar. I guarantee that.
Hey, Weebie, I got $100 that Kenny beat you and it, and that you cannot pull your parachute and it be in his face.
can I get the winner?
Yeah.
Man,
I
too much
he ain't going to put it in my face either.
Hey, look, I guarantee this. Three things, I guarantee. After I whip Joe on March 22nd or 23rd, whatever day we race, I guarantee Popeye and Big King don't want none of me.
I guarantee I'd beat you so bad you don't show back up north. You're going to keep on driving down south.
There you go. That's what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen.
See that?
I don't think you're going to show up. If you do, the car going to break before you even race. You're going to break the car in the pit.
Exactly.
You're going to break the car in the pit. You know that. Or either you're going to make it to the stage lane, and you're going to have to push it back.
Listen, that was something that went on with the carburetor with you, Kenny. I won the race you.
Not only that time. There ain't no
other
time.
What other time?
There ain't no other time you. Not against me, but other people.
Wait, what car did you
race,
Kenny?
It only happened twice. It only
happened
twice.
How many races did you duck
last year?
Man, you ducked everybody last year.
What car is yours,
man? You abducted a lot of people, man. You ran straight to the bushes.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you think that, I bet you I'll run no bushes this year. How about that?
I hope
so
you don't.
So you,
cause
so
you ain't gonna run
you
nobody.
Coming out the bushes.
Wait, what car is yours? Kenny's. How's it sit? I don't even remember.
Kenny called it like yours, Joe. Just a little darker. He got a nice, pretty car. I give him respect. Oh, they got a nice, pretty coupe like
what's
yours.
The name of it?
This
is Slow Motion. It should be called Slow Motion. That's what the hell it should be called.
Hey, you call it what you want to call it.
Hey, Bird, Kenny had a problem with his car. His transmissions were going in reverse last year or something, too. Don't act like he the only one.
Yeah.
Kenny transmission jumped in reverse, too.
You want to keep the wheelie balls on that thing? I told you to take the wheelie balls off.
Well, when I ran Jason, I ain't had no wheelie balls on it.
Well, you wouldn't run me with no wheelie balls.
I mean, you was there that day.
No, but you would not run me with no wheelie balls. You would not. You told
I don't remember that. I don't remember
okay.
that. I got to have amnesia now.
Well, we're not going to fuss about it because we're going to race March the 1st, you with no wheelie balls, and you're going to be on 28, and I'm going to fuck you up.
Kenny, when you finish having this dream, wake up and smack
Kenny?
Yourself. when this dream is
okay.
over, hey, look,
okay.
go ahead on and live it down like you dreamt it. Because I promise
okay.
you, hey, look, don't get it twisted. The Copperhead situation was one. It's going to be pretty much the same outcome, got bad on your ass to come out the first.
This ain't got nothing to do with Copperhead. This is me and you.
Well, I'm just saying. Just like everybody jumped on it, just like I gapped him, which he a good dude. I think the world of Jason. I'm gonna gap you too, bro.
You want best?
I'm talking not. I'm not talking about space.
What you talking about?
I'm talking about truck links.
You want best money on that? You want best money on that?
Yeah.
How much?
You want me to bet on the gap? I bet you $500 on the gap.
No, wait a minute. You said you was gonna gap me truck links.
I mean, Kenny, we actually can't put a truck between us.
That's right, Kenny. Get it
going
right
in the
track. He said, you're not going to get a car between us.
Well, bet that. Bet that gap. If we can't get a car between us.
Mark first won't come faster now. You ain't got long.
Hey, my car, hey, believe it or not, my car's sitting waiting. She's slobbing at the mouth right now. Look, hey, Bird, she been playing with a pussy all week. She been playing
with
a pussy all week.
Camera.
I mean, she ready.
I want your ass in the lanes. I want your ass in the lanes by 1 o'clock.
I mean, we can do it right off the trail. As soon as I get there, I'm going to drop off, go tech in, and we getting right in the lanes.
That's fine with me. That's good with me.
It's March 1st.
That's right.
Yeah,
right
off the March
trail.
The 1st.
No
right
off
the trail. No test.
So, hey, so March 1st. We
shut up, Weeby. Shut up, Weeby. You scared. You ain't going to do nothing.
Wait, what track is that March 1st?
Well,
that's
the track. Bird and Big Lou and Shred and Big.
Capital or MIR?
Yeah, MIR. Where's it at? Don't you make no moves, Joe. MIR.
I'll
be there.
I might be there spectating.
You got that race, Kenny. Just promise you one thing. Don't let this month go on and you start backing up.
Hey, listen. I told you that I will run you March 1st. It's going to happen.
All right. I'm hoping for that. I'm going to be there.
It's going to happen.
He must got an 800-cubic ass motor in that motherfucker.
I don't care what he got. I hope.
See how he doing? See how we be doing? Trying to find a way to get out the race.
Hey, look
I
here.
I
probably got the smallest motor out there. I don't care if he got an 800-inch motor in there. I hope he got one in there. That's the only thing that will stop that gap.
I got Sean's motor in my car.
Who?
I don't care about that.
I was with
that
one Johnson. I don't care if you have Ron Johnson motor. You got to drive it. You know how to drive it.
I don't care who motor he got in there.
Well, slut, if you're not scared of Kenny having Sean motor in the car, you might well just go ahead and run Sean.
Hey, for real, Bird, all bullshit aside, like I say, I don't do all that. I'm probably going to call Sean up. Because, see, for real?
Wait a minute, slut. Hey, Kenny, don't you got Sean's number? Can't you call him?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to call Sean. I'm probably going to try to race Sean this year.
Oh, okay, let's get it straight. I just want to make sure.
You can't cross my words up, bro. Cross my words up. Because, look, when I put you in them sights, just like Cornbread, just like Big Head Kenny, just like Joe
Minicotti. Joe Maceface.
When I put you in them sites, all that talking on Facebook and all that talking about what you're going to do, I do what I say I'm going to do.
Well, I was just trying to save your Boost Mobile minute.
Nah, I don't got no Boost Mobile, bro. I ain't got no Boost Mobile.
Okay.
I live in the country. Hey, Boost Mobile don't even pick up down here. Shit. He ain't got it. Look, one thing about it, let me tell you something. Some guy's scared to lose. I ain't scared to lose.
I ain't worried about losing. That don't bother me.
Don't worry about it because you're going to lose.
I'm going to race and have some fun, but I'm going to beat you.
Well,
no,
I'm glad. No, you made me. You made me feel good, bro. You made me feel good because everybody gotta have a goal in life. Everybody got. Like I tell these kids, everybody wanna be somebody. Everybody gotta have a goal.
Wait a minute. The question is, who do you wanna be?
I'm me. I done lived it.
Okay.
I'm a living legend. I ain't worked in 12 years. Huh?
Hey. Well, that's good.
That's what I'm saying.
JB.
Yo.
Then I tell you, I told you Dwayne is a pastor. I told you he's preaching on Thursday.
I ain't no pastor, man. I ain't perfect, but, bro, I know I speak the truth. I speak what from my heart, you know what I mean? I feel like this, you know. I love being in my skin. But one thing about it is I know how to stay in my lane. That's the whole thing. I know how to stay in my lane. I know who to call out. If I fucking lose, what the fuck?
Wait a minute. If you said you don't have a problem with losing, how you going to contradict yourself and say you stay in your lane? If you have a problem with losing, then you
everybody. See, now you trying to preach. Listen, let's preach.
I'm a deacon in the church.
Well, I ain't no deacon in the church.
You the pastor.
I ain't the pastor either. But what I'm trying to say is, I stay in my lane. If I call somebody out, I feel like they either in my lane or they close to my lane.
Well, where that lane
sometimes it ain't bad to to straddle them lines. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
just
know,
stay in your fucking
driver.
Lane.
Yeah,
yeah, so, you know. I drunk drive
yeah.
all the time. You know,
yeah,
you got to know how to stay in your lane.
I don't like that in your lane because a lot of times that's a way out. That's people just bowing down and saying, well, at least I had the nerve to say I was I'm staying in my lane.
No, you got to look at it like this, Bird, all bullshit aside. You got a lot of guys that want to say their grudge race just want a grudge race just to say their grudge race. Well, I don't just go out and give my motherfucking money away. Some guys can't afford to get that money. Well, like I told you before, I said this last week, I think, French. You got guys that got 1 million people to bet with them. When I go to the track,
right.
I bet by myself.
Right.
I don't have nobody to bet with me. So I don't have nobody thinning my money down so I won't lose this, I won't lose that.
Right,
so
right.
I bet what I can afford to lose.
That's me.
You know?
How many people you think I got bet with me? I don't have a lot of people bet with me.
Well, I don't know that, but you understand what I'm saying. Like I said, if you got a group of guys betting with you, for real, I don't even want no group of guys betting with me because I don't want to control their money. Because if anything going to happen, it's going to happen when you put that money on the line. You understand what I'm saying? I'd rather for somebody to lose. That's just like a main fading dice. What the fuck I look like fading dice and have 1 million niggas betting on me and they won't bet on themselves when they get the dice? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true, but
you know,
I don't like that lane stuff, man.
What I'm saying
lane.
Is, you know, you got
get,
a lot of guys.
I get what he's saying, though. I get exactly what he's saying.
That's like me coming out that bird saying, I'm going to jump on your Thunderbird.
Right.
Hell, I might have run just as close to numbers as you ran with your Thunderbird, but I know he can get down the track at his ass.
We can use a different example, like when Big George ran Troublemaker. Anything can happen.
But who, you know, it's a different than betting on a gamble. If you sit
and
watch, you got eyes
your
in your head, what you believe your eyes or what other people say.
But let me say this. And when George ran Troublemaker, George ain't took a gamble with his money. He took a gamble with our money because we won't put the damn money up.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you know, I
that's
feel a certain
gamble,
kind of way
but,
with that because I... I
that's
take it to heart.
That's what he's saying. He said gamble versus stand in your lane. Like
exactly. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's like
things.
Me jumping.
I didn't say he didn't take a gamble. That's not in his lane.
Okay,
let me ask you this, Dwayne. For $300, would you run Sean Murphy? Take that gamble.
Hell yeah. I take that gamble.
Sean to do that race. See, didn't I just tell you I can make races happen? That race can happen.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll try him for that. You know what I'm saying?
There
for real. And now,
there you go. March 14th.
Yeah.
Another race.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying? You know, I don't like what Carlos said about George running Troublemaker. I'm funny about, and I don't give a fuck who money I'm that betting. You know, your crew can always, people, your friends, your crew can always have more faith in something that you can. But on the same token, the person got to have that faith in herself. Me knowing that I done lost twice, I lost two races this year on cars that I know couldn't beat me. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that ain't going to stop me from racing. If I'm worried about that, then I need to sell my shit and don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But on the same token, I don't want to lose nobody else's money.
Preach on.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to lose if whoever took a gamble with y'all money, that's good. But I don't like doing that. We've been having me say it more than...
That shit ain't good. By no means necessary.
Yeah, I don't want to gamble with nobody else's money. That's why I bet what I can bet. You know what I mean? Bad part about it, it ain't been a time that I've been at the track this year I ain't had 10 grand in my pocket. But I still ain't running for no $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. It ain't going
to
happen.
It doesn't make sense to. By no means necessary, unless we millionaires.
Yeah.
You know? But that 300, 200, it's nothing wrong with that because at the end of the day, the fans want to see the race. I'm a fan, too. I'm in the stands. Any car to pull up in that lane, I'm betting on it when I'm in the stands. You know?
But, Dwayne,
so
I'm telling you now, I ain't running for no more than $500.
You in my lane. You in my lane, Kenny.
See? Now, see how you can stay in your lane now?
Yeah, I stay in my lane. I think everybody on this phone know I ain't. How many times have they heard me say I ain't running for no $1,000, $2,000?
Man, I just figured you could take
$1,000 and run two races and be happy and don't lose. I mean, that's not a lot of money that you can lose. You can
run five for that race. I run my car five times for $1,000.
Hey,
exactly.
Yeah, that's true too.
Hey, Wiggins,
can I say something to that?
Yes, sir. Hey, Wiggins, I'm gonna run you for push-ups.
go ahead, running back.
Okay, you know what, Weeby? I'll do that if you come to the race. But when you do the push-ups, you got to wear this mini skirt and you got to be right there in the water box.
God damn it.
God damn, I might just do that. You got to do the same thing, too.
Oh, but no doubt. No
doubt. Yeah, I got some pink pumps I want you to put on, too, when you do it.
Hey, go ahead, running back.
Yeah, you got to do that. And, when the guys want to bet with me, I tell them straight up. I said, look, this race could go one way or the other. I said, it ain't going to make a difference with me. You just be willing to lose your money versus winning your money. You know, as long as they know the race can go one way or the other and they fine with it, then it's cool with me.
Yeah, because any race is a 50-50. Everybody knows that.
It's a gamble.
Yeah. Anything can happen in racing. Yeah. I ran Buck Harvey and gave Buck Harvey everything in drag racing, and I couldn't get off the starting line because transmission broke, went back in reverse. And he won. Ain't nothing I can say. I got that L for the rest of my life. And Buck let me know every time he see me. And all I can do is say, hey, you got it. I can't take it back. It happened.
Hey, look at
that. Oh, matter of fact, Running Bear got the same. Running Bear got it too with Rich, man. Am I right, Running Bear?
Yeah. See, I knew I was going to win. I wasn't supposed to beat you if you had to went forward, but you went back first.
There you go. It happened. You know, I don't think I would have caught you no way. You too fast. I'm going to stay in my lane.
Don't tell me stupid that.
I was dead in my lane. But yeah, just like G Money's ran Tony Bond. You know, we should have won that one. You know, but shit happened. You know,
yeah.
But it's a gamble.
That's what it is. I mean, that's what it is. It is a gamble, man. I mean, I just like, it's just one of the things that a lot of.
I think you could beat Sean Murphy, though.
Yo.
You asked me a question a few weeks ago. If I was the only one from Virginia that ran Tony Bynes and beat him, I think I would.
Yeah, you're the only one from Virginia that ran him. No, you're the only one that ran him to beat him. Remember that same night, William Brown, what's his name?
Slim.
Virginia Slim lost to him, but you beat him earlier that day.
Yeah, I'm the only one that ran him and won.
Right. In the state, in Maryland and Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told you that the day when you was going to run him. I said, man, run that man. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, he ain't number the man with a car.
There you go. There you go.
But, I mean, you know, they look alike. They look alike. And, I mean, for real, you know, by what's the guy's name? Running back having that car. I mean, you know, that car, you got work, bro. That car proven. A proven moneymaker.
Yeah, it's working.
You know, so. You know.
Hey, guys, I don't mean to cut y'all off, but this little Irish chick, she must be Irish the way she's talking. She said, blog talk about to shut us down. My 2 hours have ran over. You know, I might be paying a little extra, but, yeah, 2 hours have pushed on over a little bit.
All right, we're going to catch you on next Thursday. We're going to catch y'all on Facebook. And you see them horsemen, Pete and John, don't show up. You know that? They get tomorrow morning, they be running their mouth. Watch.
Oh, hell, they listening. Believe me, they listening.
I know they listening. That's why I'm saying it.
All right, fellas, I'll talk to you.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll take it easy, man.
All right, slow poke, Joey. See you tomorrow. All right, parachute, man.
My shoot is magic on it. My magic shoot.
There you go, magic shoot. I like
my
that.
My magic shoot.
All right,
later.